Over the past 2 years, Karen Bondarchuk has found more dead birds than at any other time in her life. The exhibit at ArtStart Rhinelander through August 18th is called And by the Wind Grieved, and it's all recreations of dead birds, both sculptures and paintings. In June, the artist came to the opening reception, and this is what she had to say about the exhibit.
For me, the most important part about these sculptures, aside from the fact that they're made from scraps of tires that I've collected on the side of the highway, is that they're human scale, and they're laying on the floor of the gallery, apparently dead. You know, most of them have their claws sticking up. But for me, it's really about this material that is kind of throwaway, it's dead, it's part of that culture in Michigan that has been so big a part of Michigan, you know, automobile culture. And that getting a new life, you know, so when the crash happened 2007, 2008, and the automobile industry was really tanking, it was just, you know, falling apart, picking up this material on the side of the road was like akin to people having to pick up the pieces of their lives and move on after they'd been laid off and fired and there was no work in Michigan, and it was really pretty desperate times. So, I mean, for me, the work kind of embodies all of that, and that's kind of what makes them powerful for me.
They weren't just powerful for Bondarchuk, though. Here's what some of those attending the opening reception had to say.
Can just tell that these birds have a soul, and they have a story to tell, and she is able to get that across in a way that I think is a little uncommon.
It speaks a lot to your soul, because I think everybody up in the North Woods, we relate to our animals, our birds, our deer, I mean, the things we see along the road, we relate to them personally.
The meaning of life, the meaning of death, our interrelationships or our interactions with non-human populations, all of that passes through my head when I'm looking at it.
It seems a little morbid with the dead crows, but then what I thought was really cute was a young person coming in and saying, "Oh, they're sleeping." Because my first thought when I saw them was, oh, they're all dead. And then I thought, well, wow, what a great way to see this. Just so, such a more refreshing way to, like, look at the world.
For her to bring them back to life with the eyes and the tilt of the head and the neck, it just is explosive to be exposed to an artist thinking about how she approaches these animals and their incredible intelligence.
You heard from David Jones, Sarah Juwan, Melissa Carr, Rod Linder, and Deborah Derschlag. Here's the artist Karen Bondarchuk again.
For me, crows are really the underdogs in the bird world, because nobody likes them particularly. It's like, well, have you ever seen someone come home and excitedly say, oh, I saw a crow today. It was wonderful. Well, I've done that, but, you know, most people don't. And so we humans are strange because we discriminate, and we discriminate against people, things, ideas. To me, kind of amazing that we could just basically decide that this bird, because of the way that it looks, because of its behavior, because of whatever other set of factors are there, we've decided that they're not as valuable. So for me, there's a little bit of that cheering for the underdog. And I think in some ways, you know, I wasn't a popular person growing up. I didn't have a lot of friends, you know, and I think I recognize sort of sticking up for myself in that. It's like, okay, somebody's got to take care of the underdog, and I guess it's going to be me. So I guess that's my lot in life, is to cheer for the underdog. There is one other piece around the corner here, the Robin in the Rain. Do any of you know Robin in the Rain? Oh, wow. Okay, so this is a song that my mother sang to me when I was a little girl. And it goes, Robin in the Rain, what a saucy fellow.
Robin in the rain, mind your socks of yellow. running in the garden on your nimble feet.
You can see Karen Bondarchuk's exhibit, And by the Wind Grieved, at Art Start at 68 South Stevens Street in Rhinelander until August 18th. The story was funded in part by a grant from the Wisconsin Humanities Council, with funds from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the State of Wisconsin. I'm Mackenzie Martin, and you're listening to WXPR News.